Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Good morning, Las Vegas. Welcome to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast. My name's John Racine with the Church at Las Vegas, and we are so glad to be with you again on this Sunday morning in January. Hey, I want to do something a little bit different today. I don't know if I've ever done this before, but I guess there's first time for everything, right? And so this is a song by Hillsong United called So Will I. And this song has got such an amazing message and such amazing lyrics. I'm going to actually play it for you twice this morning. So I'm going to kind of introduce it a little bit right now, and then we're going to listen to it. I'm going to comment on it, and we're going to listen to it one more time because it's just an amazing song. It's about 7 minutes long, so it takes a little while, but I want you to hear it through twice. And if you've already heard it, that's all right. You can listen to it a whole bunch of times before it gets old. But before we do that, I wanted to just ask you how you're doing with your resolutions. You know, sometimes people say, I don't do those and doesn't matter in 2 weeks. Well, you know what? Our life as Christians ought to be one of resolve, period. It shouldn't just be a couple weeks at the beginning of January and then we're done. My wife and I went back this last week to the gym for the first time, and it probably wasn't as crowded as it was 2 weeks ago, but it was still a little busy, so we know that after a few more weeks, it'll be back to what it used to be, probably. And if not, that's great. It's good for people to work out and be healthy and take care of their bodies. But we need to be people that are resolved. We need to be people that are resolved. And I'm reminded of the words of an old hymn in what's called our Sacred Selections for the Church songbook. It's an old red songbook that we've sung out for years and really enjoy some of the songs. But I'm reminded of number 642 that says, I am resolved. And the very first verse of it says, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight, things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. The second verse says, I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one. He is the just one. He has the words of life. And verse 3 says, I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he says, do what he wills. He is the living way. And then the last verse says, I am resolved, and who will go with me? Come, friends, without delay, taught by the Bible, led by the Spirit, we'll walk the heavenly way. And then the chorus for all those verses says, I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee or you. And so we need to be resolved to live for Jesus. We need to be resolved to no longer be charmed by the world's delights, but be just absolutely hungry and thirsty for the righteousness of Jesus, for the delights of God, our Savior and our Creator. And I think that's what this first song that we're going to listen to, and again, So Will I, it's what it's all about. It's hey, if nature, if the stars, if the animals, if creation, if all of those things worship you and follow you, then so will I. And so let's listen to Hillsong United sing, So Will I.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath. The planets form, and if the stars were made to worship so light, I can see your heart in everything you made. Every burning star signals our grace. And if creation sings your praises, so will I. Down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. We lost your life so I can find it here. And if you left the grave behind you so alive, I can see. You would again 100 billion times. The one measure could amount to your desire. You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
All right, we're back this morning, and I sure hope you enjoyed the first playing of that song. And hopefully after we go through the lyrics, talk about those a little bit, and then you can listen to it again one more time, that it'll really get cemented in your mind. So here are how the lyrics go. Here's how the song goes. It starts off with God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born. And in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, a signal fire of grace. If creation sings your praises, so will I. And it just, it reminds me of so many scripture. Of course, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was formless and empty. And yet God gave it form, and God filled it up. And this is our great God. He said, let there be light, and let the land be separate from the water, and let the land produce vegetation, and let there be lights in the sky, the sun and the moon and the stars, and let the water teem with living creatures, and let the heavens teem with living creatures, and let the land produce living creatures according to their kinds. You know, this is all the animals, even the dinosaurs. You know, my wife is just teaching our young people about God made the dinosaurs too. And he's just that amazing kind of God. And then he said, let us make man in our image and our likeness. And so, man, God is so good, and he's so amazing. And the creation itself sings his praises, if you would. In Psalm 19, the Bible says, the heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day, they pour forth speech. Night after night, they reveal knowledge. They have no speech. They use no words. No sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth. Their words to the ends of the world. That's our God. And in Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, Romans chapter 1 and verse 18, he talks about the wrath of God is being revealed against heaven, from heaven, against all the godlessness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that people are without excuse. And friend, I hope that's not you. I hope you're not one of those godless, wicked people who suppress the truth, since what may be known about God is plain. He revealed it. And he became even more clear in his word, in the Bible, in the scriptures. And so, just like that first verse says, if creation sings your praises, so will I. Okay, here's the second verse of the song, So Will I. It says, God of your promise, you don't speak in vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, 100 billion creatures catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. If it all reveals your nature, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you say, every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. If creation still obeys you, so will I. So will I. So will I. And so, again, God is an amazing God, and all of creation looks to him. All of us are here because God gave us life and breath and everything else. If he took his breath away, we'd all be dead in an instant. You know, God created us. He sustains us. He keeps us, if you would, alive. And as men and animals, as we grow in grace and knowledge, and as the animals continue to do what God created them to do instinctively, and as mankind made in his image, as man will turn to God and love God and delight in God, then it'll be good and not the way that seems the world has always gone. And so every painted sky, a canvas of your grace. Here's the next verse. It says, if the stars were made to worship, so will I. If the mountains bow in reverence, so will I. If the oceans roar your greatness, so will I. For if everything exists to lift you high, so will I. If the wind goes where you send it, so will I. If the rocks cry out in silence, so will I. If the sum of all our praises still falls shy, then we'll sing again 100 billion times. You know, that ought to be our heart, to worship God and adore him and praise him and recognize how good he is. And friends, I hope you do, because if you're out there this morning and you're brokenhearted and lonely and caught up in addictions and sin and all kinds of other things, if you're lonely and you're looking for a friend, Jesus wants to be there for you. But you have to come to him. You have to acknowledge that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. Now, I love this last part, and we're running out of time, so let me read this for you. God of salvation, you chase down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created, the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear where you lost your life so I could find it here. If you left the grave behind you, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've done, every part designed in a work of art called love. If you gladly chose surrender, so will I. I can see your heart a billion different ways, every precious one, a child you died to save. If you gave your life to love them, so will I, like you would again 100 billion times. But what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves the one behind. What a song. What an amazing song. And it reminds me of Romans 5, where it says God demonstrated his love for us. Jesus died on the cross. He was murdered. He was killed. He was put in the grave. He tasted death for us so that we wouldn't have to. He was abandoned even as we are not. And God wants to chase us down. God wants to come running. He wants us to come home running. He died for the whole world to be saved. And so I hope this morning that you love God, that you love your fellow man, that you're there as iron sharpens iron to help people grow and to become more of what God intended. Friends, I hope that's what you want. I hope your mind isn't just about money and possessions, but I hope it's about learning about God and following the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, we're going to listen to So Will I one more time, and I hope after reading the lyrics, it'll be a little bit more clear even now to you again. Let's listen one more time.
God of creation, there at the start, before the beginning of time. With no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of life. And as you speak, 100 billion galaxies are born in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. And if the stars were made to worship so light, I can see your heart in everything you make. Every burning star signals our grace. And if creation sings your praises, so will I. In vain, no syllable empty or void. For once you have spoken, all nature and science follow the sound of your voice. And as you speak, catch your breath, evolving in pursuit of what you said. And if it all reveals your nature, so alive, I can see your heart in everything you say. Every pain is scarred. If chased down my heart through all of my failure and pride. On a hill you created the light of the world, abandoned in darkness to die. And as you speak, 100 billion failures disappear. Well, you lost your life so I could find it here. And if you left the grave behind you so alive, I could see. You would again 100 billion times, but what measure could amount to your desire? You're the one who never leaves the one behind.
Hey, thanks so much for listening in this morning. I hope you are blessed by listening to that song twice and allowing me the privilege of sharing the words with you and sharing some thoughts from my heart with you from the Word of God. Hey, we're the church at Las Vegas. We meet at 3388 South Decatur Boulevard. That's right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. We'd love to have you come and meet with us. We have an adult class that starts Sunday morning at 9:30, and children as well. And also at 10:30, we have our regular worship service. 6 o'clock Sunday night, we have a different worship kind of service. And then on Wednesday night, we get together at 7 o'clock for Bible study and prayer. So we want to encourage you to come out to all of those. Again, 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, right in between Spring Mountain and Desert Inn. If you'd like to know a little bit more about us, please go on our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com, thechurchatlasvegas.com, and there you can find out times and directions, and you can leave comments, you can listen to older sermons and radio broadcasts, all of those things. And so just keep being resolved, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. God bless you this week.